Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition, new week, new PPBD of the podcast. This is the Purple Project Podcast, talking all things K-State. Coming at you on this late afternoon on this Sunday, folks, October 9th, as I'm recording this, 2022, after seeing a wacky finish to the NASCAR race at the Roval elimination race there. So much to get into this week. Obviously, last night, K-State holding off Iowa State on the road. Then earlier today, recording this, K-State finally off the snot in a big win for the soccer team. Of course, the men's golf team getting ready to, when this podcast goes up around midnight, they're going to be getting ready to tee off out there in Corvallis. Women's golf is in action as well. So much to get into here coming up on the Pro Project Podcast this week. And, of course, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board of the show. If you like, love what you're hearing, we love for you to subscribe to Triple P wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, of course, there, Odyssey, Audio Boom. We're on that as well, and a few more other podcasting platforms out there, including Amazon as well. So you definitely want to make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast and add this to your collection of K-State podcasts out there. And this is actually the Road to Dallas edition of the show. I believe this is part 9 here into the second half of this training cycle. And I'm coming off of, this is going to be a combination, or actually, you know, this is going to be a postcast slash looking ahead here now, officially looking all eyes on Texas. Yes, yours truly will be doing finished my half portion of this training cycle. Now it's time to get after it. And if everything holds well here, what I put down in the second half of that race, that half marathon, I could be in some good shape here. But yeah, still a lot of work to be done. Got to get better. And after this performance, I'm very happy with it. Happy with this performance. For those of you wondering, I am training for the Dallas Marathon. Now, this weekend, it's been all about Chicago, and rightfully so, for the show, because the Chicago Marathon is one of the more prestigious, I call it, world majors in all of running. Of course, you got the Super Bowl of running with the Boston Marathon, right? You have New York will be going down in a couple weeks in the beginning of November. So that's going to be popping off here in a few weeks as well, as the elites and those who lottery drew or whatever, qualified, whatever, up there in New York. And that's the only reason if I decide to go to New York, just run that type of race up there. But other than that, I despise of it and despise some of their teams as well as Major League Baseball playoffs is about to enter after tonight with Game 3 of the Padres and Mets into the division series this weekend, as we're going to be playing the Braves. I should explain that further. The Braves are going to be playing the division rival Phillies, or the second rival, the Phillies, after the Phillies disposed of the Cardinals in two games. I seriously thought the Cardinals would put up their voodoo magic there, but the Phillies came in there and stunned them and outplayed them. Let's get Philadelphia outplayed them, outpitched them, and out-executed them on their way to facing us, and brings up an intriguing matchup. Obviously, we have played them like 18 times, and now we got to play them some more. So, almost fairly even, to be almost exactly. We won a season series 11-8. I don't mean to get into a division series preview, but that's what I'm looking at here. And, of course, you had to put the game 1 and game 2 in a day slot. I knew it all the way. And luckily for me, I can listen to those boys on the radio now. Wednesday's going to be a tough stretch. Well, I can probably listen to the first half of it, but of course I have youth group there, so I'm not going to be able to listen to the rest of it. So I'll be flying blind there, but at least game 1, I will be listening to the entire game on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. So yeah, that's That has me, them day games, those had me worried a little bit. that's the only reason, because the fact that Braves, they don't play well in daytime. And maybe for the exception of last year's postseason there, where they were 2-1, or actually, if you want to put it better than that, they were 3-1 in day games in the division series last year. And then, of course, at LA, those games, the day games in LA, two of them, I believe, 1-1. So that's 4-2 in day games in the playoffs last year. So but this group is a veteran group here, and they're going to have to show up. There is no second chance. They're going to have to show up ready to play ball, because Phillies, they got the momentum right now. So that's the other reason I'm worried about as well, because they carry all that momentum from that series into here, and you see it all over the place. Like NFL, for instance, the wild card team, right, has all that momentum from the wild card, and they carry that momentum. So that's what I'm worried about there. But this team got to show up, and they better show up fast this upcoming week. But anyway, sorry to get off track here. But this is, of course, a running segment. My segment here on the show here. So backing track to this morning. Beautiful weather down in Wichita, Kansas for the Perry Half Marathon. And the plan for me from my coach was to conserve early. She drilled it in my head. I like to start off fast, but if I was actually training for if I was simply training for these races, like the 10K I talked about a few weeks back in the half marathon, I'll be fat. I'll be putting it down. There's no question about that, but I had a suspicion of a couple of my friends to run this race. I didn't even say anything. I just said, I'm doing a half marathon. I didn't say where, whatnot. I just said, I'm going to where. This is the block where I'm supposed to run a half marathon race to get prepped up for my big race. So I understand Chicago weekend, Chicago Marathon went down this morning as well. So I had plenty of friends that did that. I know a buddy of mine that I just met did the Chicago 5K yesterday. Several of his friends are in the case here, did the marathon today as well. So, and rightfully so, all eyes were on Chicago race for sure. But there's some other people out here, some other runners putting down some good work as well. Your boy included in that. And I'm proud of the result there. The second half, boy, I was picking them off one at a time. Like my boy Dwayne Johnson says in the Fast and Furious franchise movies, let's go hunting. And I did just that. I believe I passed like 20 people, whether they were doing the half or the marathon. So I was definitely about to get one more there before we came up on the finish line. But yeah, I cut it close there to the goal time. No, it's not a PR. My PR is 1:20 marathon. It's an 80-minute marathon. So I ran that a few years ago with the converted version of the Bill Snyder Half Marathon. That's my fastest there. This, not even 5 minutes off. So, if I was focused simply on half marathon training, woo, that's the goal next year, is to go sub 80 next year. And I already got a plan for that in place for that here in Manhattan, Kansas, the Bill Snyder Half, which I am totally putting my eyes focused on half marathon next year. There ain't no merit. I said it in the beginning. I said it in spurts here in a series that there is no, for at least for next year, next spring, there is no marathon next year. Really all around. all the place, unless I end up qualifying for the Super Bowl of running. Which that won't even be until 2024 if I get that. If I get that. We'll have to see. But yeah, I mean, that's the way it has to go right now for me. And for me, my next goal in the half is to get sub 80 next year and train hard for that for next year and not worry so much about the marathon, which I'm putting in all this work now. So, like I said on the last edition of this documentary, part 8, putting all this work now, focus is on now. And now, with the half marathon behind me now all focus shifts to the Dallas Marathon. Now everything's game on point. I'm ready to rock and roll. It's coming down to it really quick. So I mean, it's gonna be here before I know it. Here early, second weekend December, be going down there for that weekend. So I'm pumped up after today's result. Everything looking up from here. everything's looking up for him. Everything's simply lined up, hopefully, for my lifetime goal. I mean, today was not a PR. Today was a goal hit, and I hit that time goal by 30 seconds, 30 seconds, but I hit it. Just like a win to win, a win to win, right? So, yeah, man, I am truly happy and going to celebrate this today and tomorrow, and then after that, it's time to put them blinders on, baby, and go to work on this Dallas Marathon training the rest of the way and see what I can do. And this is going to be a little bit different. Obviously, my taper is going to be 3 weeks instead of two. I'm a little nervous about that as well. But again, my coach wants me at my best, so it's going to be really interesting. This training format has been on so far has been new, a lot new, something different, fresh for me. I'm looking forward to diving back into this plan and really getting after it, getting after my nutrition and continuing on, putting the work, get consistency. This is what I'm all about, baby. So, again, congratulations to all my friends and to those who ran Chicago weekend all weekend long. Hey, but yeah, I give credit to a lot of men and women like myself, kids out there doing their own thing as well. Outside of that, whether it's down in Wichita or across the United States as well, people are putting in this work, and that has not to be going on notice for sure. So you can probably tell that I'm a little irritated. I get it, but at the same time, yeah, I think everybody's focusing on that while other people just continue to pour in that work and do what's needed to be done here. So I'm looking forward to what's going to be week 10 of the training cycle now. Now I can dig deep, and this might be either 18 or 20. I know I want to do a 22 miler to end that in a few weeks down here. So I know I'm scheduled for 18 next weekend. We shall see. And I'm definitely now, as that the half marathon is behind me now, 5Ks behind me now, no more 5Ks possibly. There is one looming, obviously, the Turkey Trot. I'm going to have to discuss with my coach on that because I want to run it. But at the same time, I don't think, I mean, I think she's, my coach simply told me not to sign for any more races within the 5 week slot. And this is a holiday race, think Turkey Trot, right? But knowing what's at stake for me, what's up for grabs for me, I might have to take a pass on it at least this fall and get back in next year. I haven't done many races I wanted to, but whenever you can, you got to do what you can and finish what you can. And you got to put in that work. That's what it's all about, baby, on this podcast. So definitely excited for the rest of the way. We'll see how I wake up in the morning. I feel okay right now, but that all can change in the morning. Pretty sure I know that. I know it's coming. So we'll see how I feel. And regardless, I'm going to be running tomorrow anyway. So recovery miles for sure. And get on that fast track and get back out there and get this thing rolling. I'm ready to pop, ready to really get after this thing. And so we'll see what happens. But yeah, today celebrating another half marathon finish. I don't know how many that is now. For me, that's a handful. I know that for sure. But with the number I'm looking for, I gotta go back and do some counting for you guys. But completed the Perry Fire half marathon today. I know there was a marathon at the same time going on as well. So those of you wondering, I did finish in the top 25. P23, I'll take that. This was a lot of play. This was a lot of big time field in here for sure. So again we'll find out. I'm just amazed at my other buddy. He's just coming off of Pike's Peak. I ran into him like 20 minutes later. He's just coming off of Pike's Peak, and that's a way different beast. Climbing up mountains and all that other stuff like that. So, but yeah, he was out there just pacing a buddy of his. So yeah, I mean, I ran into another friend of mine as well, who finally broke 80 on her right there. So that's kudos to her on that. So yeah, everybody's continuing putting the work. Everybody's doing their thing. But now all eyes on Dallas for me now. So we'll see what happens from here on out, and we'll see. Everybody's telling me, man, you're going down at the right time. So we'll find out that rings true in 2 months, folks. Exactly, really 2 months, because December 11th, it goes down. And yeah, basically pretty much 2 months. It's on for sure. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, back in a new week, we're going to be talking back to K-State. Of course, K-State hanging on to a Iowa State, to a big victory over Iowa State in ugly fashion there. And whew, tell you what, K-State football, they definitely need this bye. So this is a bye week for them. A lot more, which opens up a lot more to talk about with other sports as well. This week we will get you all caught up throughout the week here. No football game this weekend, this upcoming weekend for K-State, but other sports, all things K-State, getting ratcheted up, including K-State volleyball going on the road in the middle of the week to take on number one Texas as well. Appreciate you guys. Make sure you're a K-State fan out there. You love your K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition. We'll talk to you guys later. Go Cats.